From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There was a lull in the ground fighting in southern Lebanon today. Israeli troops have sustained heavy casualties in battles with Hezbollah guerrillas in two villages near the border. Israel's security cabinet met in Jerusalem to assess the situation. The cabinet authorized another call-up of army reserves, but Prime Minister Ehud Olmert decided against any expansion of ground operations in Lebanon, at least for now. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Israeli military sources say army commanders are pushing for a large-scale ground invasion as the only way to get rid of the hundreds of Hezbollah guerrillas holed up in towns in South Lebanon like Bint Jebel. But Ehud Olmert said no, at least for the time being. Olmert insisted that artillery fire, airstrikes, and pinpoint ground incursions are achieving Israel's goals, and there is no need for a full-scale ground invasion. But Israeli analysts say the decision to call up more reserves is the first step toward a larger ground operation. And some military analysts, like former Defense Minister Moshe Arens, say a ground invasion may be the only way to defeat Hezbollah and its charismatic leader Hassan Nasrallah.
It's going to take more ground forces than we presently have engaged. If you like, you can call it an invasion. It's a matter of going after the sites from which the rockets against Israel are launched.
Army commanders insist they have not been surprised by how well-trained and equipped the Hezbollah guerrillas are. But it has been a surprise to many ordinary Israelis. When the war started, many Israelis thought Hezbollah would be routed in a matter of days. But more than 2 weeks into the campaign, it's not clear if Hezbollah's operational capability has even been significantly damaged. Israeli media reports say that at today's cabinet meeting, several ministers were openly critical of Olmert, who has little military experience. Among the critics was Justice Minister Chaim Ramon, who said Israel should strike even harder in Lebanon, despite the risk of civilian casualties.
The army's advantage over Hezbollah is not in hand-to-hand combat. Our big advantage is in the strength of our firepower. We have called on all innocent civilians to leave, and anyone left is part of the Hezbollah operation.
Popular support for the war is still running strong here. A poll taken before yesterday's heavy casualties were announced found 82% of Israelis wanted the fighting to continue until Hezbollah is defeated, and 77% approved of how Olmert was handling the war. Support came even from the families of soldiers killed in the fighting. Ami Schreier, whose 21-year-old son was killed in combat yesterday, said the war against Hezbollah must continue.
This is an existential war for us, and if we here in Israel can't handle it, then our soldiers on the front won't be able to handle it either. I appreciate what the Prime Minister is doing, and I hope he continues. Don't give in to them. Don't give in to them.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.